We are now going to have a panel discussion. Some Court of Appeals people. Now, one of our participants apparently couldn't make it because it's my understanding they're having really horrible weather in Houston. What else is new? Anyway, so Judge Hassan won't be here, but we have other very able people to discuss this issue, these issues with you. First of all, we'll introduce the moderator, Jay Brandon. Unfortunately for him, I've known Jay about 35 years. but I met him when he came to work for the district attorney's office in Bexar County. And he spent 20 years in private practice as well. And he represented defendants in criminal post-conviction matters, including state and federal death penalty writs. When he was in the DA's office, he started and ran the Conviction Integrity Unit. In education, Jay has a degree from UT at Austin, a master's degree in creative writing from Johns Hopkins University, and a law degree from the University of Houston. In practice, he's board certified in both family and criminal appellate law, and he was the course director for the 2020 Advanced Criminal Law course. And he presents very often. In addition, he is the author of 20 novels, and they're very good. He also has a book of nonfiction, which is a history of practicing law in San Antonio. That's Jay. Okay. And then we have Rosa Theofanis. Okay, down the end there. Prior to her election to the Third Court of Appeals in Austin, she was an assistant DA for Travis County, including 10 years in the Appellate Division, where she represented the state in appeals of convictions for felony and juvenile offenses committed in that county, and appeals of civil suits affecting parental rights, original proceedings, and post-conviction matters. She began her career in public service as an assistant county attorney for Travis County and subsequently worked for a nonprofit agency in D.C., She has prosecuted more than 20 jury trials with successful verdicts in both criminal and civil cases. She's handled appeals before 9 intermediate courts of appeals. And has presented oral argument in courts of appeals, our court, the Fifth Circuit. And she is admitted to practice in the United States District Court for the Western District, the Fifth Circuit, and the United States Supreme Court. She received her bachelor's degree with a concentration in comparative literature from Brown, where she was a Rose Writing Fellow. She spent her junior year of college studying at the University of Salamanca in Salamanca, Spain.
Nice.
She attended the University of Texas School of Law. She was awarded a presidential scholarship in law. I mean, this goes on and on, and it makes me want to cry because she's very accomplished. Then we have Beth Watkins. I've known Beth a long time. I know she went to St. Mary's because we served on the alumni board together. There's one thing you didn't mention here, though.
Oh, God.
You won a national award for appellate advocacy. She doesn't have that in there, but I know she did.
Long time ago.
She was elected to the Fourth Court in 2018, and she's authored more than 600 opinions in civil and criminal cases since then. Before joining the court, she represented clients in more than 200 appeals to state and federal appellate courts. She's been board certified in civil appellate law since 2008. She is a committed community servant. She's past president of the San Antonio Bar Association, the San Antonio Bar Foundation, and the Community Justice Foundation. She served on the State Bar of Texas Grievance Committee, the Board of Editors for the Bar Journal, the Board of Directors of the San Antonio Trial Lawyers Association, and on the Alumni Association for St. Mary's. She has held several teaching positions at St. Mary's. She currently teaches courses in constitutional law and police liability. She also taught legal research and writing to first-year law students for 10 years and did some administrative stuff at the law school. She was born and raised in San Antonio. You survived Fiesta, I guess.
I did.
She loves to read and travel to faraway places.
Yep.
That's our group. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge.